This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hi, folks. Welcome to Pro Football in the 1970s. I'm your host, Joe Zagorski, and in this episode, we're going to be talking about greatest individual defensive performances in NFL playoff history. Actually, one greatest defensive performance. Now, if you were to mention the name of Vernon Perry to a typical pro football fan today, they would probably look at you with a very quizzical expression. Vernon who? Might be a common response that you would hear from them. But when you talk about pro football during the 1970s, and specifically when you mention the 1979 AFC playoffs, the name of Vernon Perry of the Houston Oilers is synonymous with defensive greatness. If ever a player would make headlines in the span of a few hours during the 1979 postseason, Vernon Perry would do so in spectacular fashion. Now let me set the scene for you. The 11-5 Houston Oilers were suffering from a wealth of injuries towards the end of the 79 NFL regular season. They actually limped. Seriously, they were literally limping into the 79 postseason game at San Diego against the 12-4 Chargers. Their starting halfback at the time, second stringer Rob Carpenter, actually arrived at the San Diego Stadium walking with the help of crutches. Yet he played in the game. So too did a refugee from the Canadian Football League, defensive back Vernon Perry. Now, the Chargers were the highest scoring team in the league in 1979, and they were very healthy compared to the Oilers. San Diego was declared the favorites by every odds maker to beat Houston and advance to the AFC Championship game that year. But a funny thing happened on the way to seeing the Chargers beat the Oilers. Yes, Houston had more injuries to their starting personnel than any team in the 1979 postseason tournament. Yes, the Oilers would be without starting quarterback Dan Pastorini in this game. Pastorini would be replaced by little-used second-year signal caller Gifford Nielsen. And yes, Houston would be without their starting tailback Earl Campbell, another key performer whose injuries kept him out of the lineup. But the Oilers had a load of heart and character on the roster, and they also had Vernon Perry. Go up to San Diego Hall of Fame quarterback Dan Fouts today and smile at him and say these two words: Vernon Perry. Then watch Fouts' demeanor switch instantly from a congenial smile to angst and perhaps even to anger. All Vernon Perry did in the AFC playoffs at San Diego to cause such a reaction from Dan Fouts was to intercept the Chargers quarterback four times in the game, thus destroying four Charger drives. Fouts threw for 333 yards in the game, which was a decent amount of yardage. But Perry's interceptions kept Fouts and his buddies from scoring a single point in the game's fourth quarter. By the final gun, Fouts would throw a total of five interceptions, easily his worst outing of the year. Perry also blocked a San Diego field goal attempt off the foot of Chargers place kicker Mike Wood in the second quarter, and he returned that ball 57 yards. That key block kick led to a Houston field goal, which would eventually provide the Oilers with their margin of victory, 17-14. Fouts and the rest of his San Diego offense were definitely not used to playing in a low-scoring game, as this playoff contest had turned out to be. The Chargers' offense were used to scoring lots of points and moving the ball downfield in a brisk fashion, particularly through the air. Fouts threw for 4,082 yards during the 1979 season, which was tops in the league. His completion percentage of 62.6%, that was also the highest mark in the NFL in 1979. So the efforts of Vernon Perry on December 29, 1979, had to be quite a shock to Fouts and to the rest of the San Diego offense. Perry would say after the game that, and I quote, "They, the Chargers, kept throwing at me, and I kept intercepting passes. Picking on a rookie isn't such a bad idea in a passing scheme, This just happened to be one of those times where it worked out better for me, unquote. Vernon Perry was indeed the spark that the injury-riddled Houston Oilers needed to beat the San Diego Chargers in the 1979 AFC Divisional Playoffs. His ability to be in the right place at the right time and to take the best advantage of all the opportunities that were presented to him enabled his team to advance to the 1979 AFC title game. Vernon Perry is thus the answer to a great pro football trivia question. Who was the only player in the league's modern era to intercept 4 passes in 1 playoff game and block 1 field goal in the same game? The answer is Vernon Perry. Now here's another trivia question for you folks. What Houston Oilers defensive back besides Vernon Perry also intercepted a Dan Fouts pass in the 1979 AFC Divisional Playoff game between Houston and San Diego? Good luck with that one. Thanks a lot for listening in to this episode of Pro Football in the 1970s. I'm your host, Joe Zagorski, and I'll catch you on the flip side later on down the road.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.